Good morning. Before we begin, I'm going to explain the procedure we'll be following this morning. These hearings are civil administrative proceedings held under the authority of 29-32B of the Connecticut General Statutes. The responsibility of this board is to hear cases, inquire and determine the facts of each case, and decide whether the facts justify the denial or revocation of the permit. It is sometimes the case that when the issuing authority made its decision, the facts justified that decision. But it is also possible that additional facts and circumstances become evident during the hearing and convince the board that it would be fair and just to order that the permit be issued or reinstated. But if no additional evidence comes to light during the hearing, the board will confirm the judgment of the issuing authority. According to statute, these hearings will be conducted informally, but in a way that guarantees fundamental fairness, including the right of cross-examination. All testimony will be under oath and recorded, and the laws of perjury apply to all testimony. Be aware that the board takes perjury seriously and will refer instances of perjury to the appropriate authority for prosecution. These hearings are public and the Freedom of Information Act applies to them. Therefore, the information and documents produced here as evidence may not be excluded from the public. The procedure we will follow is that each party may make a brief opening statement of just a few sentences, with the issuing authority giving a brief summary of the reasons for its decision. Then witnesses may be called to testify. After each witness testimony, the appellant may cross-examine that witness. Then the appellant can state its case and call witnesses who can be cross-examined, being cross-examined by the issuing authority. The board may ask its own questions at any time and may request testimony by additional witnesses as necessary. The board also reserves the right to subpoena witnesses. After the conclusion of all testimony, each party may make a brief closing statement. The decision of the board is by majority vote of those present and voting. The burden of proof is by a preponderance of evidence, and the burden of proof is on the issuing authority. Tie votes go to the appellant. In addition to hearing the board's decision today, notice of the decision will be mailed to both parties within 20 days of today. As required by statute and court decisions, the board will endeavor to maintain the confidentiality of all appellants. To achieve that, appellants will not be addressed by name or address, but will be referred to as the appellant. We ask that everyone involved in the hearings do the same and do not use the names of any appellants. As required by Connecticut General Statute 54-142A, the board cannot entertain hearsay testimony or testimony derived solely from erased records. In matters where there is such evidence, the board is limited to direct evidence obtained in the course of an investigation. Please understand that under Connecticut law, if there are certain felony convictions or administrative orders on your record for which you have not received a pardon, the board does not have the legal authority to grant or reinstate you. Also, if you have moved out of the town from which you filed an appeal, the board does not have the authority to grant your permit. Finally, please turn off any devices you have that make noise, and if you need to have a conversation, please go out into the hallway. Roll call of board members. Dr. Conrad.
Present.
Attorney Sinetti.
Here.
Colonel Overturf.
Here.
Colonel Lewis.
Here.
Mr. Gray.
Present.
Chair is here. Not present are Attorney Chief Rosenzweig and Detective Johnson. Roll call of appellants. We will be calling the roll by your case numbers. If you don't know your case number, please come forward and get it. Case number 24014.
Issuing authority is here.
Pardon me?
Issuing authority.
The appellant has not checked in.
24-15.
Issuing authority. The appellant has not checked in.
23-576.
Bethel is here, correct?
Yep.
Is Bethel here?
Yep, he just came in.
Appellant?
The appellant has not checked in.
23-686.
Issuing authorities here.
Bolton?
No, the appellant has not checked in.
This may be a very quick meeting. 24-013.
Issuing authority.
The appellant is here.
Here.
There you go.
23-663, Branford.
Issuing authority.
Here.
Appellant is here also?
Yes.
23-508.
Appellant.
Appellant.
Issuing authority.
Eastland, okay.
So you're Eastland.
23-670. Appellant?
I thought that was Bethel.
No appellant for 23-670?
No, the appellant has not shown up yet.
25-255, Bridgeport.
Issuing authority.
And the appellant is here.
Appellant?
Okay. 25-255?
Appellant?
Okay, yeah, he said here. He's looking for the back.
23-793, Bridgeport.
And the issuing authority.
23-393, Groton is here. Appellant is here?
The appellant is here.
23-689, Weathersfield is here and appellant is here?
Yep.
Here.
23-513, Derby.
Issuing authority.
And the appellant is also here?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Can we check Bethel?
Is the issuing authority for Bethel Police Department here?
So no one is here for that? Okay. Everyone who is going to be testifying today needs to be sworn in. So please stand, raise your right hand, and repeat. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you will give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, subject to perjury, so help you God? Thank you.